Chapter 5. Lexi wedged herself through the front door and prepared for the barrage of white fur and paws that usually greeted her. Sprinkles, her little Shih Tzu poodle mix, came running from the kitchen, jumping on her and pawing at her legs. Lexi bent down and scooped her up, her heart warming at the greeting. She dropped her purse on the couch, then released the dog, who immediately raced back towards the kitchen. "I bet you're hungry." Lexi followed the dog, but instead of standing near her food bowl, Sprinkles was pawing at the back door. "Oh, you want to go see Jack. I think he spoiled you when I was gone." Lexi glanced out her kitchen window to see if Jack was home. She mused about how convenient it was to have her boyfriend live in the house right behind hers. Well, most of the time. When she'd gone to Las Vegas to compete in a bakery contest the previous week, Jack had watched Sprinkles for her. In the 4 days since she'd been home, the dog had wanted to go over to his house every night. "Well, I suppose Jack won't mind if we pop over. Maybe we'll stay at his house tonight." Lexi opened her back door, feeling the tingle of excitement she always felt when she knew she was going to see Jack. Pulling her jacket tight around her, she picked her way through the few leftover snow mounds in the backyard, with Sprinkles in tow. Peering through the window of Jack's kitchen door, she tapped on the glass. She saw him peek out from the living room. The smile on his handsome face when he recognized her made her stomach do cartwheels. His long legs crossed the room in 3 strides, and he opened the door for her. "Hi," he said, enveloping her in a hug, then brushing his lips teasingly against hers. She was about to pull him in closer when Sprinkles interrupted with a bark.
"Hi, Sprinkles."
Jack bent down to pet the small dog, who wagged her whole body in response.
"What brings you guys over here?"
"Sprinkles was scratching at the back door, so I figured we could hang out over here tonight instead of my place." Lexi started toward the living room, but Jack caught her by the waist, pulling her to him and distracting her with another kiss.
"Want some tea?"
He dragged her over to the table. Did he glance nervously into the living room, or was it her imagination? "Sure." Lexi peered around his shoulder into the living room. Jack pushed her down into one of the chairs and started making tea. Sprinkles stood about a foot away from him, waiting to spring on any errant crumbs that might fall on the floor.
"I brought Nan some biscotti today from my new recipe, and I found out something disturbing."
Jack turned to look at her, one eyebrow raised.
"What?"
"Another seemingly healthy person has died over there."
Her stomach lurched when Jack made a face.
"Lexi, you're not going to start in on this murder stuff again, are you?"
"Nan's and the ladies seem to think the deaths are very suspicious."
Jack came over to the table, setting one mug in front of her and taking the opposite seat. He put his mug on the table in front of him and settled his hand on top of hers.
"Honey, the people over there are old. It makes sense that there would be a high ratio of deaths."
Lexi felt her back stiffen. She hated it when Jack patronized her. But she realized she needed to keep her cool if she wanted to convince him the deaths were not natural.
"I know, but Nan seems adamant that something funny is going on. They didn't even do an autopsy on either of the people who died. So how can you say for sure?"
"Well, I assume the staff over there is competent enough to know when a death is natural or not. After all, murders are usually a bit messy."
"But what if the murderer was very clever and made things look like they were natural?"
Jack chuckled.
"Now you're getting overly dramatic. Why would someone go to all that trouble?"
Lexi furrowed her brow. That was the problem. She couldn't figure out why.
"I'm not sure, but I think you should look into it."
Jack let out a sigh.
"I'm sorry, but I'm flat out busy at work right now. In fact, I have to go back in about an hour. But I'll tell you what, If another supposedly healthy person dies over there, I'll see what I can do.
Lexi felt her heart sink. It was clear Jack didn't believe her and was just trying to placate her. Jack started rubbing the top of her hand with his thumb, which made her feel tingles in all the right places. She started to forget all about the murders. Peering into his honey brown eyes over the rim of her mug, she thought about luring him upstairs. He did say he had about an hour. The klaxon of Jack's cell phone broke the spell, and he removed his hand from hers to pull it from his pocket.
Perillo,
Lexi heard him bark into the phone. She tuned out the subsequent uh-huhs and yips. Cutting her eyes towards the living room, she got up out of her chair and started in that direction. Just before she reached the threshold, Jack caught her hand and reeled her back in.
That was work. I gotta go.
He planted a kiss on her lips and propelled her towards the back door.
Sorry, he said. Maybe I can make it up to you with dinner tomorrow?
Okay, she replied uncertainly.
Great, he said,
then turned her by the shoulders to face him.
I know how much you love Nans and like to help the ladies investigate, but I'm asking you not to get involved in it. Just in case there is something going on, I don't want you to get hurt.
Lexi's eyes narrowed, and she felt her face getting warm. Who was he to tell her what to do? Before she could voice her feelings, he brushed his lips against her forehead, opened the door, and pushed both her and Sprinkles outside. Lexi stood on the other side of the door, fuming for a few seconds, before she followed Sprinkles back over to her own yard. Opening her kitchen door, she glanced back at Jack's house. Her eyebrows knit together as she wondered two things. Why she let him infuriate her so much, and what the heck he had in his living room that he didn't want her to see.